Hi, my name is John Kimber. I'm the senior pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, Clifton Park, New York, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm going to read a few words from a psalm that is close to my heart, a psalm that means a lot to me, and I know to many of you who are listening. It's Psalm 139, a wonderful psalm that warrants your time today to read it all the way through. But in the few minutes that we have together, I'm just going to read verses 1 to 4. And this is what it says. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. It's such a comfort to have a God who is close to us, not distant and remote from us. A God who understands us and understands what we're going through, and a God who knows us intimately. After all, he created us. And yet, that can be disconcerting, discomforting perhaps, because we have a God who knows us intimately. That means he knows everything about us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We all have public personas, and then there's the real us behind the closed doors, and God sees all of it. And yet he loves us. Despite knowing every single thing about you, your every thought, your every word, your every action, God still loves you. Let's face it, not many people would love us if they knew everything about us. But God does. He knows everything about us, and he still loves us. The word for love in ancient Greek is a dynamic word. In fact, there are four words for love in ancient Greek, and the most special of them, the richest and deepest of them, is agape. And that's speaking of a kind of love that is self-sacrificial. It's a love that's patient and kind, not self-seeking or envious. God himself actually is described as love in 1 John. And this love is not just something that is used to describe one's feelings or emotions towards another. This is a deep love that is demonstrated. And the Bible tells us that God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Greater love has no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. The Bible tells us that Jesus died for us, that Jesus died for you, that all who believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible tells us that when we put our faith and trust in Jesus and what God has done for us in his Son, Christ Jesus, when we repent of our sins and believe in him, we're forgiven, that the righteousness of Christ is imputed into our lives. What an amazing gift that is. God loves us so much that he sent his Son Jesus to die for us, paying the price for our sin, our wrong thoughts, our wrong words, the wrong actions. Despite knowing all of this, he loves us. And he demonstrated it in giving his Son Jesus to die for us. And so today, be thankful. Be thankful for all that God has done for you in Jesus Christ. Be thankful for God and his love and his kindness. He's gracious and he's compassionate and he's merciful. He's also just. And my prayer is that you know him through repentance and faith in Jesus, that your relationship with him is restored. Broken by sin, but restored through faith and trust in Jesus and all he has done for you. If you're a child of God, rejoice today in God's love for you and in all that he has done for you in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God for his great love for us all. My name is John Kimber, senior pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, Clifton Park, New York, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day.